AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Coronavirus Resource Center at Johns Hopkins University reports that over the past 51 days, another 100,000 people have died in the coronavirus pandemic in this country. The death toll over the 2 years now tops 900,000. That's despite the availability of vaccines to offset the virus. More than a third of the people are not vaccinated or not fully vaccinated. While deaths increase, coronavirus cases have fallen in 49 of the 50 states. President Biden says the country's job machine is stronger than ever. 467,000 jobs added last month. He says over the last year, while he has been in office, the economy has added
6.6 million jobs. You can't remember another year when so many people went to work in this country. There's a reason. It never happened.
The AP's Chris Rugaber reports.
Retail did show a big gain in jobs, which I think the way the government does the numbers, it suggests that a lot of retailers didn't cut their holiday workers, which usually happens in January. And so that's a sign of how companies really want to hold on to any workers they get.
After another police shooting death, the mayor of Minneapolis announces a moratorium on no-knock warrants.
With the community rocked by another death of a black citizen at the hands of police, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey ordered an immediate moratorium on no-knock warrants late Friday. The order followed the fatal shooting of 22-year-old Amir Locke early Wednesday as officers entered a downtown apartment with a key. Body camera police video showed the shooting. A police department statement on Wednesday called Locke a suspect, but police later said the search warrant did not name Locke as such. Locke's mother, Karen Wells, addressed a rally Friday afternoon.
My son didn't deserve what happened to him.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman has asked Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison to help review the case for possible charges. This is AP News. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells a conservative Federalist Society,
President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. But President Trump is wrong.
Pence adding,
the presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
His remarks come on the same day that the Republican National Committee voted to censure Republican Representatives Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Illinois' Adam Kinzinger for being part of the House Select Committee that's investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6th of last year by supporters of the former president. The motion accuses Cheney and Kinzinger of participating in a Democrat-led persecution. The original resolution, changed by a subcommittee, called for the pair to be expelled from the party. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.